Watcher, it's Mike Wynn, and that means it's the real enjoyment of jazz. Perhaps this isn't the best choice to start the show. It's a tenor, a tuba, and the Funeral March by Chopin. This is from a film set in Antwerp in 59. The hero, apparently, unloads banana crates at nighttime down at the docks, but dreams of playing his sax in the New York nightclubs. And whilst waiting for his dreams to come true, he devotes himself to his music, his lovers, his friends, and his troubles. It's called Just Friends. And no, I haven't heard of it either. But the soundtrack is superb. That was Chopin March Funèbre, Pierre Vallada, soprano, and Michel Masso, tuba. And here's another song from that very same soundtrack.
Bésame, bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Bésame, bésame mucho, que tengo miedo perderte, perderte después. Bésame, bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Bésame mucho, que tengo miedo perderte, perderte después. Quiero tenerte muy cerca,
mirarme en tus ojos, estar junto a ti. Piensa que tal vez mañana yo estaré muy lejos de aquí. Bésame, bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Bésame, bésame mucho, que tengo miedo perderte, perderte después.
Love me forever and make all my dreams come true.
Bésame mucho. Something of a jazz standard nowadays and often covered by popular singers too. Sylvia Drost was the singer. The tenor man Archie Shepp is the biggest name on the soundtrack, and he's quite superb whenever, wherever he pops up. Michel Herr is the pianist, and he wrote all the original music for the film, and that's about half of the total film music. Ricardo Del Fra, bass, and John Engels, drums. But that was mainly an Archie Shepp vehicle. The whole soundtrack was recorded in two sessions in Brussels, either August 92 or March 93. I must tell you, there's one scene where 20 bass players play their instruments next to a statue in one of the town squares in Antwerp. Obviously, they must do that all the time in Antwerp. It's Hampton Hawes. Hampton Hawes, with his own compo, The Sermon. This LP goes under two titles, Hampton Hawes Volume 3, The Trio, as well as Everybody Likes Hampton Hawes. Red Mitchell, bass, Chuck Thompson, drums. Recorded in LA, Jan 56. Hawes became a pro about the same time as bebop was blowing everybody away, and in his early days played with Sonny Chris and Wardell Gray before joining Charlie Parker's band, where sadly he picked up his drug habit, which resulted in a 5-year jail sentence in 58 for heroin possession. In 74, Hawes published his autobiography, his award-winning autobiography, Raise Up Off Me, which is all at once cheerful and optimistic, but because of the frequency and volume of drug-taking, eventually quite harrowing. You'll love this next one. Thank you. Don Berner, played quite beautifully by guitarist Bernie Williams, with Hiram Williams cello, David Sanctius keyboards, David Spinoza rhythm guitar, T-Bone Walk on bass, and Bashira Johnson percussion, recorded 2003 in New York. Williams is really a classically trained guitarist who happens to prefer jazz, and, alongside his music career, played Major League Baseball for 16 years for the New York Yankees, and such was his success and popularity as a baseball player that when Williams retired from the game in 2006, the Yankees also retired his number, 51. And what are the odds on that combo, baseball and guitar, to the highest possible level? Let's go live in Basel, or Baal.
We'll be right back.
live from Basel, or Baal, in May 61 and recorded and broadcast by Swiss Radio, and now available as part of the Swiss Radio Days series of CDs. This is Volume 7. It's a band led by Buck Clayton, real name Wilbur Dorsey Clayton. He got his nickname Buck because of his green eyes and Native American heritage, along the logical lines of, "You've got green eyes, I'll call you Buck." Clayton formed his own big band in California and in 1934 took it all the way to Shanghai for a two-month residency. Sounds adventurous today, but can you imagine what it would have been like in 1934? He joined the Basie Band in 36, and once a Basieite, always a Basieite. And for this gig, he's leading an octet, and all are Basieites except the drummer, Oliver Jackson. So it's Buck and Emmett Berry on trumpets, Dickie Wells trombone, Earl Warren alto, Buddy Tate tenor, Sir Charles Thompson piano, and Gene Ramey bass. And that was Buck's own compo, Swinging at the Copper's Rail. This next song is literally bursting with energy. Trio calling themselves The Bad Plus. Ethan Iverson piano again. He was on last week. Reed Anderson bass and David King drums. And the bassist, surprisingly, wrote that song, Big Eater. Surprising, as it really featured the piano and really, really featured the drums. Anderson calls it a roaring smorgasbord of rhythms and sections. I've never had a smorgasbord roar like that. Recorded October 2004 in, and this is the second surprise of this song, recorded in Box, Wiltshire. Wiltshire, England, the liner notes helpfully explain. We had Red Mitchell earlier. Here, but no relation, is Blue Mitchell. That's the title song of a September 59 recorded Riverside LP, Blue Soul by Blue Mitchell. He was originally called Richard. Blue was a name he picked up in high school, where he also started his trumpet playing. Initially, he was a rhythm and blues player and was discovered, if that's the right word, discovered in the jazz sense, certainly, by Cannonball Adderley in 58 and for 5 years, including the time he recorded a number of albums for Riverside, which was also Cannonball's label. But for those 5 years, 58 to 63, he was in the Horace Silver Quintet. And when Silver disbanded the quintet, the other four stayed together as a group with Mitchell as leader, until it, in turn, disbanded in 69. He then toured with Ray Charles for 2 years, which led him down a more bluesy path, and he then joined British bluesman John Mayall. Mitchell died in 79 of cancer. He was just 49. Curtis Fuller was on trombone, Jimmy Heath tenor, Wynton Kelly piano, Sam Jones bass, and no relation again, Philly Joe Jones drums. Next, just a quick portion of Dr. Do-Right. Doctor Do Right. Always good to know the Doctor does right. That was written by bassist Dave Holland on this recent March 2014 duet with pianist Kenny Barron. They both feature quite regularly as sidemen on our show. Good to give them a chance to share the spotlight together. Now it's Ellingtonia, plus a good chum.
Sweet Georgia Brown, two left feet, but oh so him there when she lands in town. What a shame, what a shame, how she cools him down, fellas. She can't get up, fellas. She ain't met Joe for Janega in the double.
And that was Ella, of course, the unmistakable First Lady of Jazz. And this concert has been issued and reissued and reissued. I've got several versions, including Verve's elaborately packaged 8-CD box set, which includes fascinating recordings of the rehearsals. But here on Sweet Georgia Brown, July 66 at the Côte d'Azur, it was Ella with her usual trio, Jimmy Jones, piano. And by the way, he was also her musical director and arranger, and of course, no stranger to the Ellington Band. Jimmy Hugart, bass and Grady Tate drums, plus the whole Ellington Band, minus the rhythm section. I'd almost forgotten about this 8-CD box set. We will revisit it again soon, I'm sure. It all depends on you.
Thank you.
To my knowledge, Lou Colombo only made this one album as a leader, June 1990, and it was entitled I Remember Bobby, dedicated to his fellow trumpeter Bobby Hackett. That song was It All Depends on You, which was written in 1926 and appeared in the 28 Al Johnson film, The Singing Fool. The fabulous Dave McKenna piano, Gary Sargent guitar, Phil Flanagan bass, and Keith Copeland drums. Interesting coincidence for this week. Colombo was also a baseball player. He was doing very well in the minor leagues until a broken ankle stopped his career, and he then turned to the trumpet, which he played single-handedly, by the way. Dizzy Gillespie was a huge fan of Colombo's, once calling him amazing and another time the best trumpeter in the world. Colombo seldom strayed too far from his native Massachusetts, or even that far from Cape Cod. I've read two obituaries about him. One has him dying in a car crash in Florida. The second has him dying just after he steps off a bandstand in Cape Cod. The former's undoubtedly true, but I much prefer the latter. Another vocal.
Da 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 da
Rachelle Farrell with her six-octave voice. That was Sam Cooke's You Send Me, the song that made her a big hit in Japan. Alex Foster, soprano, Eddie Green, piano, Tyrone Brown, stick bass, those modern electric uprights, and Doug Nally, drums. Rushing to squeeze in one more, and it's from an Impulse CD recorded September 97. The song is Prisoner of Love from 1931. It's been recorded by the likes of Ben Webster and Coleman Hawkins, so full marks to tenor man Gregory Tardy for finding a new take. This is his duet version with pianist Mulgrew Miller.
Thank you.
always, many, many thanks for joining me, Mike Wynn, on this dip into my record collection. And please join me again next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Keep well.